The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As you may remember, Nelson's my pet dog. He's a schnauzer, and he teaches me a lot of lessons. We've actually been in the house we're in right now for 1 year, and to go into the backyard so he can go to the bathroom or just roam around because he likes to be outside, he goes to the back door, which is in the dining room, and down four steps, and then he can run through the whole yard, which is fenced. We do, by the way, have another door to the backyard. If you move from the dining room, right next to it's the kitchen, and then just next to that is my study. There's a door in the study. And sometimes we have taken him out there, but he almost always goes to the dining room door. So when we say to Nelson, let's go out, and that's the word we emphasize, out, he races to the dining room door, and because he knows that's the way to go to the backyard. Well, we decided to put a deck on the backyard. We're in the process. It's not there yet. And the first step in doing so was to take off the four steps off the dining room door because that's where we're going to put the deck. So you can go right out the dining room onto the deck. So he would run to the door, and we'd have to say, no, Nelson, come this way, and try to get him to my study. And he was getting so confused because we'd use the key word out, and he'd go to the dining room. So finally, we thought, well, let's change the word and train him with a different word to my study door to the backyard. So we use the word yard. Let's go yard. He's sort of getting the idea that the word yard means the study door, but he keeps going to the dining room door. Well, last week, Deb held his collar, opened the dining room door, and he almost lunged forward, and Deb caught him so he wouldn't go down, and he looked down and went, ooh, and he backed up. So he finally realized the steps weren't there, and oh, but he still keeps going to that door, even though we say the other word, yard. He still keeps going to that dining room door. He's a creature of habit, or I don't know. But it caught my attention because I read a verse from the Bible, which is, I think, kind of related. Hang on for a second. Paul was writing to the Romans, and in chapter 15, the second to the last chapter of that book, Paul wrote, and since I've been longing to see you for many years, and then verse 24, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to visit you while passing through, and to have you assist me on my journey there. Verse 24 again, he said, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. Paul, as a missionary, kept trying to go to Spain. And every time he did, something happened that stopped him from going to Spain. Kind of like Nelson, wanting to get in the backyard to run and play and go potty and all that. He'd run to the dining room door. But he never, lately anyway, can't get out that way. Aren't we glad that Paul never got to Spain? Because instead of going to Spain, things went downhill for him, and he ended up in prison. Now, that sounds pretty bad, especially when he had the desire to go to Spain to speak of the gospel, the news of Jesus forgiving our sins, giving us eternal life. He wanted to do that to the people in Spain. The Roman roads, and being a Roman citizen, he had free access to do that. And the Roman soldiers had made a great passageway up to Spain. But his being in prison stopped that. And at first, I bet he was extremely frustrated. But again, aren't we glad that he didn't? Because while in prison, he wrote a lot of what we call the New Testament. Letters to Christians in Thessalonica, to Timothy, to Philemon. I believe he wrote Ephesians, Colossians. All these from prison in Rome. And because of that, we get encouragement, strength, and guidance because God kept that door shut and had him go into a different way. Prison, where he had lots of time. And so he prayed, he thought, God helped him compose his thoughts, and then he wrote. And we have that today. Oh, what a blessing. Yeah. You know, like Nelson, he's wanting one thing, to get out in the backyard. Got to go through that dining room door. And every day, I have to say, no, come this way, yard. And finally, he'll come to the other door and go through. Paul was the same way. He wanted and pushed for Spain, ended up in prison in Rome. Well, then the thought came to me, aren't we that way too sometimes? We can't see the end of the road, just like Nelson can't see that the stairs are gone. We actually are protecting Nelson because we keep that door locked and he can't get out that way. But we do want him to go out and enjoy the yard. God also wants us to be about his work, enjoying him and service in his kingdom. But sometimes it's not through the door we expect, the door we want, the door we desire, the door we expect to be opened. But it's a different one. Okay. You know, these podcasts are that way. I never thought I'd be doing these podcasts. I was busy, active in blind ministry work by setting up outreach centers. Well, God had something else in mind. He shut that door, and now here I am, providing podcasts and pastoral care to many of you. And I'm glad to do it because I can see the benefit. Well, there are other times in life, I wonder if it's the same way for you and for me. So when you get discouraged that God's not opening a door, just remember Paul, or remember my dog Nelson, who stands at that door. Paul, who stood at the door of Spain, always wanted to go there, but couldn't. That God knows best. He knows when it's not safe to go that way. But he has us go a different way. And he blesses us on the way. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for Paul and all his service. And that you stopped him from going to Spain and put a lot of time on his hands. And though he was probably frustrated, thank you that you worked in his heart and his mind to write down your word, which we have, even these words from your scripture. Lord, help us to see that even though we may not get our intended goal, whatever it might be, the door to the backyard, the door to Spain, or the door that we want, yet you are guiding and leading and always helping us. Help us, Lord, to trust in you, and to hear your voice so that we might listen when you're calling us a different way. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you, how God is directing and leading you, and if he's guiding you through a door that you didn't expect. Would love to hear that. You can write me at dave.andrus, that's dave.andrus, not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.